O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Creator God, we come to you today in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus is our prophet, priest, and king, the head and savior of the church, heir of all things, judge of the world, to whom from eternity was given a chosen people to be his seed, and to be by him in time redeemed, called, justified, sanctified, and glorified. We praise you that you predestined each of yours here in this place to be in union with Christ. It is our great gladness that we are called to experience regeneration, justification, and adoption as your children. We give thanks for your loving grace and mercy extended to us individually and praise you for the salvation that is ours in Christ as is revealed in Scripture. You revealed yourself to us through the man Jesus of Nazareth and through the Scriptures, and we praise you that we are yours through faith in Christ our Savior. For the revelation of the road to life that has come to mankind through Christ, the revealed word. Father, remind us daily that Christ the mediator has satisfied your divine judgment and that only he can deliver us from our sins. Make clear to us that Christ does not desire those who he has justified to live self-confidently in their own strength, but that he has given us the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of life, to enable his children to obey him. We thank you for the work of the Holy Spirit in your people and that his power is ours by resting on Christ's death. We praise you that the Holy Spirit exposes our sins to us and pray that your Spirit humble us in our sins and that we are greatly grieved when we sin because all sin strikes at you, Father God. Lord, we thank you that the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit is evidence of reconciliation, proving that our faith in Christ is truly real. We thank you for showing us the difference between knowing things by reason and knowing them by the Spirit of faith. Father, we give thanks to you that we can now boldly come before your throne with prayers of supplication. We pray for this country. We know that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. So we pray for the broken carnal land. This lost nation desperately requires a spiritual awakening within it, and we pray for that to occur. And we pray that it might begin with a spiritual revival within your church. Triune God, we pray for this body of believers that is Redeemer Presbyterian Church. We pray that it remains faithful and sound in doctrine in sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, in making disciples, and in caring for those in need. We pray for our pastors as they faithfully lead the flock, strengthen them, comfort them, and grant them peace. We pray for the elders that they be steadfast shepherds tending the flock, keep them diligent and watchful. And we pray for the deacons that they have tireless stamina in caring for this church body. Grant them endurance in their work. Lord, we pray for the worship services and classes going on today. Be with the infants and toddlers in the nursery and those lovingly caring for them and with the children, youth, and adults in the Sunday school classes. Meet with each of us today and speak to us in meaningful ways. Father, there are many here at Redeemer who are burdened by life's challenges that resulted from Adam's fall. Blessed be your name for the times when life's journeys become difficult, when we hunger and thirst when our bodies weaken. You are the God of strength, hope, and comfort, and this is a sure promise that we ask be realized by those within this fellowship who are sick and afflicted. We lift up in prayer this morning Iris Armstrong, Lyle Burton, Brian Riffle, Greg Jones, Ed Jennings, Sherry Woodward, and others among us who are in need. Jesus, you said, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. We pray for those who are grieving, for Shelley Myers and her family on the loss of her mother, Luann Blythe and the loss of her mother. Hold them gently and comfort them, we pray. Father, we pray for the missionaries Redeemer supports and those beyond. We thank you for their hearts who labor in the mission field for the furtherance of your kingdom. We pray for them to find open doors and receptive hearts, and that barriers to their efforts be removed. Bless them each day with protection, rest, and refreshment. Now, Lord, as we prepare to hear your word preached by Pastor Felice, help us to focus and listen. O God, reprove us in the areas that we need to be reproved. Rebuke us in the areas we need to be rebuked, and encourage us in the areas where we need to be encouraged. Do this all for your glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.